Welcome to DNB College. In this lesson, we're going to build a jungle fill with a deep jungle atmosphere in Ableton Live 12, the kind of transition that feels like real old-school DNB, not just a random FX moment dropped on the end of a loop. The goal is simple: make the track feel like it's turning a corner. We want the fill to briefly break the grid, nod to the breakbeat heritage, and open up a pocket of atmosphere so the next section lands heavier. That's the jungle magic. It's not just about sounding busy. It's about telling a tiny story in a few beats. A good place to start is with phrase logic. Don't place the fill anywhere convenient. Put it at the end of a real 8-bar or 16-bar idea, usually around bar 8 or bar 16, depending on the arrangement. Jungle and old-school DNB love clear boundaries. When the fill lands at the right moment, the listener feels the shift. The DJ feels the reset. And the drop back and has more weight, because the groove was just disturbed in a musical way. Before you build the fill, make sure the main loop is already working. You want a kick and snare foundation, a chopped break or break layer, a bass line or a subphrase, and ideally one atmosphere bit if the track already has one. Then find the exact spot where the energy should turn. The fill should feel like a sentence ending, not like you got bored and added something extra. Now for the fun part. Start by resampling a break fragment that already has character. If you've got an Amen style, Think style, or any gritty break source, print a few bars to auto. You want a piece with a strong snare, a ghost note cluster, and some top-end fizz. This is not the moment for polished drums, it's the moment for personality. A simple stock chain on the source break works well here. Use EQA to high-pass the low rumble, somewhere around 30 to 40 Hz. Then add saturator with soft clip-on and a little drive, just enough to rough it up. If you need extra body, drum bus can help, but keep it controlled. You're trying to capture life, not flatten the transient. What to listen for here is character. If the fragment sounds too clean, too polite, or too modern, it probably won't give you that old-school jungle feel. The fill needs a bit of danger in it. A little abrasion goes a long way. Once you've got the source, build the fill from three kinds of movement. First, a main punctuation hit. That's your strong snare or break hit, usually right on the start of the fill. Second, a response hit. That could be the ghost note, a rim-heavy slice, or a clipped kick fragment. Third, a short burst of instability, maybe the half-bar run of tiny 16th or 32nd note pieces that create motion and tension. You can do this by cutting the audio manually in arrangement view, or by slicing the break in simpler if you want to play variations faster. For this lesson, audio editing first is usually the cleanest route. Keep the last half-bar the busiest, because that's where the tension should build. What to listen for is shape. The fill should have a peak, a stumble, and a release. If it just sounds like random chops, it's not saying anything yet. But if the timing and placement are right, even a small amount of material can feel huge. At this point, decide what kind of fill you want. You can go more break-led, where the drum identity is front and center. Or you can go more atmosphere-led, where the fill starts smeared and shadowy and the drums emerge more like a memory. For drop transitions, break-led usually works best. For darker breakdown edges or mid-track resets, atmosphere-led can be stronger. If you choose the break-led route, keep the rhythm clear and let the atmosphere arrive after the hit. If you choose the atmosphere-led route, start with a filtered wash or reverse texture and let the chop drum element emerge at the end. Both can work beautifully. The key is deciding which emotion you want the transition to carry. Now process the fill like it matters. This is not a leftover loop, it's a feature element. Put the fill on its own track or group and shape it with stock devices. EQ8 is your first cleanup tool. High pass the fill around 100 to 180 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. If the snare gets harsh, make a small dip around 3 to 5 kHz. Then use drum bus if you need some thickening, but don't crush the life out of it. If you want a little tail, Echo can add a short, controlled trail with low feedback. Keep it subtle. You want depth, not a wash. For the atmosphere side, reverb or hybrid reverb works well, especially if you want a short to mid decay with a bit of pre-delay so the drum hit stays readable before the space opens up. Why this works in DNB is because jungle lives on the combination of rhythmic memory and timbral change. The listener hears the break language first, then feels the space change underneath it. That contrast is what makes the transition feel alive. Now let's push it deeper. Take a short slice of the fill, maybe the snare tail, a ghost cluster, or a reversed fragment, and resample it again into a new audio clip. Stretch it out so it blooms, low pass it so it feels buried, and add reverb until it starts breathing. Then pull the wetness back until it sits behind the drums instead of washing over them. A good atmosphere lane might use auto filter, to move the cutoff gradually across the fill, somewhere in the 400 Hz to 4K Hz range depending on the source. Add a reverb with a longer decay, maybe around 1.5 to 4 seconds, and then use utility if the texture starts getting too wide or facey. If the low end of the atmosphere is muddy, strip it away. Keep the center clear for the kick and sub. What to listen for is depth without fog. You want the atmosphere to feel dark and present, but not so wide or cloudy that the groove loses its outline. The fill should feel like smoke drifting across the break, not a giant blanket over the whole mix. Now bring it to life with automation. This is where the fill starts feeling like a real arrangement event. Automate the filter cutoff so it opens slightly across the fill. Raise the reverb wetness only on the tail. Maybe add a tiny bit of pan movement on a top texture if you've got one. If you use delay or reverb sends, let them bloom on the last hit only. Keep the move small. Jungle fills don't need huge EDM-style sweeps. A little shift from darker to more open is enough. In darker tracks, the movement can feel like pressure building from underneath rather than a bright whoosh. That usually feels more authentic anyway. A great workflow tip here is to freeze, flatten, or consolidate once the fill works. Don't overtweak a two-bar transition forever. A lot of the best jungle fills get their vibe from a slightly accidental groove, and too much editing can sand that away. Print it, trust it, and keep moving. Now listen to the fill in context with the full drums and bass. This is the real test. Solid fills can sound amazing and still fail in the arrangement if they eat the kick, blur the sub, or make the next downbeat feel smaller. Ask yourself, does the sub have room to re-enter? Does the main snare still feel like the strongest backbeat? Does the fill leave a clear pocket before the next phrase starts? If the bass line is dense, a subtle side chain on the fill from the kick or drum bus can help it breathe. Just keep it restrained. You're not trying to make a modern pop build. You're trying to preserve the groove while creating tension. And here's a really important check. Watch the first kick after the fill. That's the moment that tells you if the transition worked. If the drop back feels smaller, the fill is probably too long, too bright, or too full in the low mids. If that first kick lands with more authority, you've done it right. That's the payoff. If the fill still feels busy but not powerful, the issue is often not that it needs more sound. It's that the strongest transient isn't clearly placed. Fix the first impact before adding more fragments. In jungle, clarity beats clutter every time. At this stage, decide whether to keep the fill as audio or treat it as a reusable transition tool. If it has the right accidental groove, commit it. Print versions early. A resampled jungle fill often gets worse when you keep trying to improve it forever. The little timing imperfections are part of the charm. You can also build paired versions. One that's more rhythmic and dry. One that's more atmospheric and smeared. That gives you a quick A/B when you're deciding whether the section needs punch or dread. It's a very practical way to work, especially in old-school inspired DNB where the emotional function of the fill matters as much as the sound design. A strong approach is to keep the same core idea and evolve it later in the track. For the second drop, maybe the tail is longer, the saturation is rougher, or one ghost note is added. That keeps the track connected, but still moving forward. Variation like that is what keeps jungle from looping itself into boredom. Before you finish, make sure the end of the fill is DJ-friendly. The drums should stop cleanly enough that the next phrase can start with intent. A little reverse swell or short filtered tail can help if the transition feels too abrupt. If it gets too smeary, shorten the tail or reduce the reverb. The best result often feels like the track briefly steps into a foggy side alley, then comes back to the main road with more weight. A few quick reminders to keep in mind. Leave a shadow, not a fog bank. Let the break speak before the atmosphere does. Keep the low end tight. Check mono. And when the groove starts feeling right, stop touching it. That slight unevenness is often exactly what makes it feel alive. So the recap is this. Start at a real phrase boundary. Resample a break with character. Build a fill from a strong hit, a response hit, and a short burst of instability. High pass the low end, shape the atmosphere separately, automate only enough to create motion, and check the result in context with the full groove. When it works, the track will dip, darken and reload in a way that feels properly jungle. Now I want you to take the mini challenge. Build two versions from the same break source. Make one more break led, and make the other more atmosphere led. Keep the low end controlled. Place both at the end of an 8-bar phrase, and listen to which one makes the return feel bigger. That's the real test. That's where the lesson becomes music. Go make it happen.